mouth.
Word of 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 mouth.
This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Children in the American foster care system face a steep uphill battle. A 2010 study showed that by the time they're 12, foster kids have a single-digit chance of being adopted. The average teen will have been placed in 10 to 12 different homes, and once they age out of the system, nearly 25% become homeless at some point. One foster care facility is experimenting with an alternative to placing kids in family that are often as dysfunctional as the system. Instead, the nonprofit San Pasqual Academy in San Diego encourages kids to bond with their peers and a group of responsible adults. Natasha Vargas Cooper wrote about San Pasqual for Pacific Standard Magazine. We spoke with her about the gloomy prospects for so many American foster kids.
Basically, if you're not adopted, if you go into foster care and you are there for more than a year, then your chances of ever getting out drop into the teens. If you are in foster care for more than a couple of years after age 8, you're just probably not going to get adopted. The average child in foster care bounces between 10 homes at least in their lifetime, and then they either age out or they end up at a group home. Group homes are very common for teenage foster children because nobody wants surly teenagers to begin with in their homes, let alone those who aren't biologically related to you and may become with added issues of not trusting adults, of not settling in, of behavior. So it's a pretty grim outlook for being a foster kid.
So San Pasqual is not trying to mimic the family structure, but create a more sort of autonomous living experiment, if you will, for these kids. Well, what does that mean? How is that different than a group home?
The underpinning ideology of all child welfare for the last 100 years in this country is to get children into families. And even if that means their biological family, even if the biological family is completely messed up, ultimately a child will thrive in a family-like situation. But group homes don't really provide that. And they are essentially, especially the higher up security you go, like juvenile hall. It's a rotating staff, it's low-paid workers, it's a place for you to go and a place for you to come home to. There is no semblance of a family. That's not part of the curriculum. That's not part of the mandate. The San Pasqual Academy poses, well, what if we had the best group home ever? And not even a group home, because that name sounds so awful. What about dorms, a commune, a place where, you know, we can't get you a new family and we can't fix your old family. So why don't we try to build the most significant bonds here at a school where you live, where you play, where you can garden on an organic farm, and so you have the closest thing to what a functional family would be like.
Well, why is its approach considered so controversial?
For one, it's that it takes kids, for the most part, out of foster care. So kids who go to San Pasqual have to apply. You don't just get sent there by a judge. These are kids who say, I don't want to go to another stranger's house who can arbitrarily kick me out when I'm acting out or when they don't like me or when we have a personality clash, and I just want to go to school. That is radical in the sense of you're opting out of a system of trying to plug in to find a family. However, when you go there, the school was founded by a former juvenile court judge who was saying, look, there is a percentage of kids who just want to do well in school, who just want to thrive, but we keep sending them to all these different foster homes, and the system is tearing them down. Why can't we just give them one place where they don't have to deal with their messed up families, where they don't have to deal with strangers, where they can just go and be around people that are like them and get the care that they need? They have on-site counseling. There is a social worker site from the county on the campus. And so, you know, some people are squeamish about the notion of a school filled with children with no parents. Some people are squeamish that you would break away from the notion that a traditional family is the best solution for children. But mostly it's incredibly expensive. You know, this is a $10 million campus that uses a lot of public money because they have a public school on campus, but also needs a lot of private fundraising. So it's just very difficult to do to scale. And the other argument is that, well, then these children are very coddled, right? They have it all. And it's true. I went to the campus. I was like, wow, I want to go here. You know, it's like Hogwarts for orphans. It's amazing. They live in a coastal canyon. They have this beautiful farm. They have these gorgeous dorm rooms. And also what this institution offers that most families can't is they say, if you go to college, we'll pay for all of it. If you need to come back here, we have transitional housing on campus, so you have an address, so you have an apartment here. Because what happens is when most kids get out of foster care, they have nowhere to go. They have no address. They have no family to come back and visit on the holidays or anywhere. Most of them end up in jail or homeless.
It almost sounds like a sort of, I don't know, tribal experiment or a kibbutz. Where did this model come from?
So Jim Milliken was invited while he was a dependency court judge, is what they call a child dependency, to Israel by Dr. Chaim Perry. And he himself was basically orphaned. His mother had a number of problems. He grew up in Israel, and he went on to found Yemen Ord, which is basically what you're hearing, which is a kibbutz-style place for refugees, originally conceived for children who had lost their parents in the Holocaust. But what the school has evolved and what the campus has evolved into is a lot of Ethiopian refugees, same deal of kids who cannot function with their parents, who are essentially foster children. And so they've built this model. And they said, hey, come here and check it out and see what we do. And Jim said it was a total inspiration.
We're talking with journalist Natasha Vargas Cooper. She wrote an article for Pacific Standard called "What If the Best Remedy for a Broken Family is No Family at All?" It covers the methodology and the inspiration for the San Pasqual Academy outside of San Diego. It's geared towards the adolescent. Now, why is this an important time for foster kids compared to getting kids while they're younger, before they get bounced around from home to home?
So what Dr. Chaim Perry says, who's the kind of ideological grandfather of places like San Pasqual, is that basically your last chance, that it's the last hour of grace, that if you can get a child when they're in adolescence, when they're starting to form their own self-identity, when they're looking for people who are durable in the sense of, can I push limits with you and still come back to you? That is what adolescence is defined by. And for foster children, everywhere you turn, it's, No, I'm not durable. If I don't get along with you, I'll send you somewhere else. No, you can't rely on me. What San Pasqual tries to do and Yemen Or tries to do is really create a community that you can come back to. Here's a community that will let you individualize. These people, these foster parents who you stay with, some of them are saints, some of them are just there to collect the money that they get. San Pasqual really tries to obliterate all that question and say, no, we are absolutely here for you in all of these ways. One of the other things that San Pasqual does, because these foster kids generally bounce from school to school, they get seized, they can't get into any sports, they don't stay long enough. The thing that San Pasqual does is say everyone has an extracurricular activity. And if that's knitting, if that's hanging out with the senior citizens, there's a senior citizen colony that will serve as foster grandparents who get subsidized housing, and they teach some of the classes. They have one of the best football teams in San Diego. What they say is, you deserve all of these things.
But Natasha, any kids they won't take at San Pasqual?
Yeah, and that has more to do with what the facility can do. When you have fire starting in your past, if you have sexual behavior issues, when you are a foster teen and you have those things on your record, you have to be placed at a certain level of restriction, and they don't have that. Like, they don't have a lockdown situation and things like that, so they can't take those people. There's been questions about if you've had addiction problems, where you are in those addiction problems. If you are currently addicted, the last I understood was they don't accept you because they don't have any program to help you, but if you are in recovery, they do. They can't take everybody, but what's astonishing, and to me what's the most astonishing, is that this school is not filled up. They have 50 beds.
Why is that? The kids can't get placed?
It's because as a non-foster teenager, if I was 13 and somebody said, here, you can go to the school, it's really wonderful, there's a pool, there's a gym, there's a garden, it's by the beach, but you're under 24-hour adult supervision.
Right.
And you live there, and you live in a dorm, and you live with six other girls, and we'll know where you are at all times. I would have said no, because I didn't like the notion of being under a constant adult supervision just as a regular teen, let alone these foster kids who, by the time you are 13, 14, and you've been in four or five different placements, you know that the best way to have some level of autonomy is to stay under the radar. That's the saddest part, is that there is this resource, and it is offered to them, but by that point in generally what you see as a foster kid, there's been no evidence that something would be different.
Natasha Vargas Cooper, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Natasha wrote about San Pasqual Academy, and that's just outside of San Diego. It's bucking the family placement model of foster care and taking a more tribal approach to group homes. There's a link to read the article at wordofmouthradio.org. Coming up, could you spend an entire year without touching money? We'll speak with someone who tried to do just that when Word of Mouth continues.